We all feel angry sometimes, whether we're stuck in traffic or we miss a promotion at work or someone hurts our feelings. It's natural for parents and children to get stressed out, frustrated, or just plain mad at someone or something from time to time. The important thing is how we choose to handle that anger. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Amity Kim, Children's Program Director with Doorways for Women and Children and Families, sorry. Today, we'll discuss how parents can successfully manage anger and help their children learn to do the same. Thanks for joining us, Amity.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Sonia.
So let's start by talking about why anger is so tough to control sometimes.
Well, I think we all have triggers, and we have personal triggers, and then there's triggers that I think affect everyone, particularly in this area, traffic, work issues, life stress, for adults. For children, it can be similar things, you know, conflicts at school, issues with teachers, issues with siblings, bullying, rejection by peers. You know, it can be a variety of things based on their age and their developmental level.
So lots of things that can get us started on our
right.
anger. And what are some of the consequences of uncontrolled anger? How does it affect us and our families?
Well, I think the impact, you know, varies kind of depending on the level of where the uncontrolled anger goes. You know, if it rises to a level of being abusive, that's evidently very damaging. But it also kind of can show kids, you know, not the best way to respond to anger and how you really wouldn't want them to respond that way, but maybe that's what you're doing in the moment.
Because our kids are always watching us, aren't they?
Yes.
And they do
even
what
when
we
you don't
do.
Think they are.
Right. So where do we start? You mentioned triggers. What are some of the steps in learning how to control our anger?
Well, I think being aware of the triggers. You know, if you know that every morning you end up yelling at one of your children or all of your children, maybe trying to better plan your morning routine so that everyone's not rushing out the door, grabbing lunches, and feeling that's a huge stressor, I know, for a lot of families is the mornings. So I think, you know, knowing what triggers your anger, knowing when the angry moments happen, and then there's the angry moments that we don't know that are going to happen. And I think just being aware of that, knowing yourself, mm-hmm. knowing your children.
When I almost hear you talk about patterns, so sort of looking at patterns, when
right.
in the day or when in life do I find myself typically getting angry, then that might be something I want to proactively change something about that routine that would make it run smoother, maybe.
Right.
Well, what about our children? What are common triggers for anger in children?
I think it could be, you know, sometimes it's the impact of your anger upon them. You know, even if maybe you're not directly angry with them, but you're frustrated or you're angry with your spouse or you're angry, you know, about something at work, they pick up on that and they can kind of mimic that or feel your stress, particularly younger children that really can't verbalize what's going on and say, "Mom, you're having a bad day," or "Dad, I can tell you're really upset," like maybe perhaps a teen would. Younger children can really pick up on that, and it impacts them because they don't maybe know exactly what's wrong, and then they kind of go along their day once you're separate from them at work and at school, wondering what the problem may be. And then there's things in their own life. You know, a child at school that bullies them or their best friend decides they're not their best friend anymore that day. Things like that as well.
Children's life is not as idyllic as we seem to remember nostalgically. There's a lot of stresses in our kids' lives.
And particularly in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's unrealistic to think that as parents we'll never get angry in front of our children. Anger is probably part of life, but how we choose to handle our anger also teaches our kids how to handle their anger. So what are some of the tips or strategies you offer parents for handling anger ourselves?
Well, just like you give your kids a timeout if their behavior is unacceptable or they're too angry to control themselves, giving yourself a timeout is completely acceptable. Making sure your children are safe and maybe going into another room to cool down for a couple minutes. You know, those types of things, getting a glass of water, counting to 10, taking some deep breaths, or even going outside to take a walk.
And anger has a actual physical appearance in us, doesn't it? There are parts, aspects of our physical body that we can tell we're getting angry. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I think, you know, feeling tense, feeling tightness in your chest, you know, feeling disorganized, and most of all, what probably makes us the most angry is feeling out of control.
Mm-hmm. Great. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Amity Kim from Doorways for Women and Families, and we're talking about how parents can manage anger and help their children to do the same. So suppressing anger is not really a good strategy either. It's helpful to find healthier alternatives for expressing our anger in appropriate ways. So what are some other ways we can express our anger?
I think talking about it, you know, talking about what makes you angry and kind of where the anger originated from might be helpful. For kids, maybe writing or drawing about, you know, their anger. If they have an incident where they are, you know, lose their temper and lose control, you know, instead of some children, particularly younger children, talking might not be the best solution, but writing or drawing could be helpful for them. And then making sure that you yourself are trying to stay healthy through enough sleep, proper nutrition, exercise, but definitely for your children as well. I think a lot of kids today don't get enough sleep, and a lot of their behavior issues are because of a lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm. So going back to that, looking at patterns, not only looking at patterns in our parenting life about what are the moments that tend to cause stress, but also looking at our children. Do they tend to get more frustrated or angry when it's really nap time and they haven't had a chance to have some downtime,
right?
Is probably important.
And even in the evening hours, I know we talked about the morning, but they're tired, you need to make dinner, it's homework time. That can be a very stressful time for families as well.
Great. Also seems to me that a lot of times we find children are biting or hitting their siblings or something to release their anger because they don't have the words. They haven't learned how to express those. And so really giving kids the words, it's okay to say, I'm frustrated with you because you took my toy. It's not okay to hit, sort of gives them a strategy for expressing the anger in an appropriate way.
Right. Or even going in their room and yelling into a pillow. That's a strategy that I've used with my child before. You know, we're not going to yell and scream at our sister, but if you need to go in your room and do that, then that's okay.
Very good. You talked a little bit about how young children are aware of their parents' anger, even maybe before we realize children are aware of all the complications in our adult lives. So any specific strategies or tips for parents of young children?
I think talking to them is really helpful. And just saying, I know mommy or daddy seems really angry right now. And if it's appropriate, let them know why. And if you did react in a way that was probably not the best example for them, just saying, I messed up and I shouldn't have done that or I shouldn't have said that. And taking it from there, I think no one's perfect. And you're the best example to your children of you know, of being a responsible citizen and well-rounded adult.
Mm-hmm. I remember many years ago when I was pregnant with my first child, I had a friend who told me that children need non-quality time with their parents as well as quality time. All of our time shouldn't be spent doing the fun things, but kids need to see how we handle the disappointments in our life and the frustrations in our life. And when we're in traffic and someone cuts us off, how do we choose to handle that? Because they learn from those non-quality times with us by observing how we handle those. And hopefully, if we handle them well, kids will turn that into a way that they handle those frustrations on the playground or after school or with their siblings.
Definitely.
Very good. We have just about a minute left. Is there anything else you were hoping to get across to the parents who are listening in this morning?
Well, I think just remembering that you, as I said before, that you are the best example to your children. And they look to you, even though they might not admit it, particularly teens, to direct them and guide them. More important than television characters or, you know, people, internet relationships through Facebook or anything like that. I think a parent's role is the most important in a child's life. And even for small kids, just remembering that. And if you goof, just say, I goofed, I messed up, and I should have handled it this way, and not being afraid to say that, because we all will make mistakes. And I think that kids can learn from that.
Absolutely.
And that's helpful.
And kids do learn from seeing us take responsibility and apologize when we've made a mistake. And that makes it easier for them to learn how to do the same when they've made a mistake, as they will, just like we do. To be able to deal with that in a way that helps restore relationships.
Right. And sets a good path for them for the future.
Absolutely. Anger can be a scary emotion for us to handle, but it is possible to manage and channel that anger. Spend time thinking about what triggers those emotions. Choose one or two activities you know will help calm you down. Practice them, and you will be better prepared the next time something angers you. Your child learns by watching you. By managing your own anger, you are helping your child learn to do the same. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Amity Kim from Doorways for Women and Families for joining me to talk about this very important topic this morning. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about anger management and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.